It is the Riot Podcast. Want to start out saying happy birthday to Aiden.
Hey, happy birthday.
Aiden and Kathy are daily listeners to the Riot Podcast. Semi-daily. I mean, you know, you miss one here and there.
But try to be consistent. Is that
it? You know, Nikki, sometimes you just got to focus.
Well, happy birthday to you and happy Groundhog's Day as well.
Yeah. So I hope you have your groundhog cake and eat it too.
I said Groundhog's Day.
Is you it did, more and you know,
Groundhog
I wasn't going to say
it. I didn't know.
It's Groundhog Day.
Well, I don't want to exclude all the other groundhogs that are out there. Or
well, you got to think about like groundhog is like the species, so
sure.
It belongs to all of them.
Yeah, just so, a happy day
like
to them.
Like if you had Human Day, it would be for all of us, not for just one human.
Sure, no, it's I'm fine with it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. So there's some 4K talk in this podcast. Both my obsession with and last night's attempt at 4K Blu-ray. Let's see, what else we got? Otana Maki, you have to find out for yourself.
It is weird. And don't just listen. Like, I feel like you need to look that one up to actually see what it looks like.
I don't know if we describe it enough.
I don't know if you can.
I don't know either. A picture does a better job. Oh, and speaking of pictures... We don't normally go this route, but we had to talk about Beyonce. Scary. And the thing is, since we talked about it, there are more pictures and they're worse.
He hates those even more.
Oh, there are so many. They just,
and they're
don't
everywhere.
Like them.
So no matter what social media site you log in today, you're going to see it trending.
Cannot escape it. And let's see, more career options for Nikki. That's about to become its own segment. Tiny houses.
Where if I left my current, then I could move into a tiny house.
You change careers and houses, Nikki. It's
I feel
perfect.
Like I would have to.
It is absolutely perfect. There was one other thing I wanted. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about at all in the show today?
What?
That Fire Emblem game came out today.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to download that after the show and then refer to it as work. So
well, after the show, but still within working hours of the day.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
So if you take some time and play today, let us know what you think. Or don't forget, you can always message us, riot@radiou.com. Or if you want to email us, riot@radiou.com, you can get with us there.
Yeah. Anything else?
Have a great, great, great Thursday.
Thanks, Nikki.
You're welcome.
It's the Riot.
That was for them, though, mostly.
It wasn't for me.
Not quite for you.
Oh. I was feeling excited because it was like, oh, that's so
personally,
kind.
I want you to
that's
have a
so
great
kind.
Day. You're okay.
It's the Riot.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to need somebody to rein me in.
Yeah, every day or just...
every day. Actually, several times a day.
What are you expecting from us?
I need to sit down and I need to have somebody just talk through some things with me about life and about
that's
whatever.
Fine.
But last night, it hit me. It's like, all right, we've gone too far. Like, you've crossed over into you need to just back away. I have this thing that when I get a new something, it can be fantastic, and then I will be like, well, it's not fantastic enough. Like, well, I got to...
The whole package.
What do we got to... All right, is this setting right? All right, I'm going to change this. Does it look better now? What about now? Okay, now and now. Can you see the difference? Where do you know the difference? I can't tell. All right, look, we got to take a step away now. Now, now.
I feel like you go all in if you get, like, really into something and you're just... You become not obsessed with it, but you're just...
Yes, a little bit.
You're like, making it try to be completely set up when...
And I can't let it go.
And you can't just let it go. Yeah. Exactly.
And so last night, you guys know I got a new TV like a month ago. And, you know, for like, I would say a good 2.5 to 3 weeks, I just
enjoyed it.
I just enjoyed it.
You just had a good time.
And now I'm like, wait, what about this setting? Like, I have, last night, I tweaked the settings like mad. I was just like, we're reading forums, picture settings, all this stuff. And I actually finally said, like, okay, I think that we've crossed over into a space where we need to stop
now. Or maybe you can't make it any better.
Well, but what if?
What if you could?
What if you could? Did you know that if you hook things up to just the first HDMI port, that you actually are able to get better settings on that port than on the second port?
And so, you had this freedom when you first got the TV of, you know what, I'm going to play a game with it. You're just going to enjoy it. And it stayed upstairs. It was hidden. It was just your own thing.
Now I'm like, all right, can you get I need an HDMI switcher because I got to run everything through that first port. It is maddening.
Yeah.
And it is literally like this part of myself that where I forget it exists and then it pops up and it's like, oh.
Here it
hang
is.
Hang on, buddy. Like, we got to rein this thing in. But oh my gosh, I drove myself crazy last night with it. And finally I was like, turning the TV off, reading a book. And it's like, well, can we set? No!
But I want everything in this book to be through the first port.
No! That was the great freedom.
Could you turn your brain off?
I actually got my tablet out and then I started reading up on all of this stuff. And I was like, no, this isn't working either. This is the same thing. So I had to turn, I didn't set my tablet aside, I turned it off.
Sure.
And then got a book and sat down and it was like, can't do anything with this book. This book is all that it can be.
Just all going back to basics with
it.
There's
no tweaking it. There's no changing it. There's no light levels.
Sure.
There's nothing.
Well, okay, so the problem's noted.
Maybe I should put a pillow under this foot. Do you think?
Just to make it more optimized.
Am I as comfortable as I can be right now?
I see that as a part of your brain. And it's there, and it is firing.
It's not. And I actually, just what we've said, like, remember when you just enjoyed it and that was all? And it's like, yeah, but what if I can enjoy more? What if there's a little more to enjoy? So, like, a little bit more.
Yes, and that's when you know that it's turning into work now and not as fun.
No, not as fun at all. It's so annoying to have a part of yourself. I can annoy myself. Is that weird?
The Riot reminds you that if you stay in school, you'll never have to pay back those student loans. You're welcome. Radio U.
Records have been broken. Now we have a new most liked photo on Instagram.
Ooh, which one is it?
Did you see Beyonce's picture yesterday, Nikki?
Oh, that's it.
Her pregnancy announcement. She's pregnant with twins.
So wait, that's already the most liked one?
6.6 million times.
Jeez.
It broke the Selena Gomez record, which was her with a bottle of Coca-Cola. That was 6.3 million likes.
Both pictures were sure you really were fascinated by.
The Selena Gomez one was just like, it was weird because it was a sponsored picture.
Yeah.
It just, whatever, it took off. Because who's the most followed? She was the most followed on Instagram for a while.
No, she's still.
Yeah, she's still, okay. All right, well, the Beyonce picture, okay. I want to be respectful here because, you know what? She's having twins, that's great. Fantastic. Like, and I know people do like announcement photos or whatever. Again, it's fine. But I will tell you that the first time I saw this photo, I saw an article saying Beyonce's pregnant, which, by the way, and again, with respect to her as a human being, I don't really care. You know what I mean?
Sure, like, no, I understand.
Good for her, but it wouldn't be like one of your good friends, like, oh, we're pregnant. And you're like, oh my gosh, you know, where you'd be excited.
Sure,
this
a
is someone
different.
I don't know, don't listen to, don't watch, do not really interact with at all. And they're pregnant. It's like, I'm not mad you're pregnant, but I'm also not excited you're pregnant. I'm fairly neutral.
Sure.
That's technically the word is disinterested, which means that I'm not uninterested and I'm not interested. I'm simply neutral on this. When I saw the article, I was having my neutral moment. And when I saw the photo, and again,
apologies.
I thought the photo was a joke.
I thought
that someone had photoshopped something together because it is a gaudy monstrosity. And then to find out that it was real, it was just like, wait. What?
A lot of people were making fun of it. Like it looked like if you were to go get your picture done at like a JCPenney or like a Sears or something to where it was old school back in the day, like your parents would take you when you were a kid there.
Like again.
And if not, that would become a background that they'll now be using if they still do that stuff.
Well, that, or do you know how you see like awkward family photos or awkward, and like there's a family and they all have their shirts off and they're all holding each other? That's how this photo makes me feel. When I look at it, I'm just like, oh, that feels like it should be private.
I didn't think it was that awkward looking.
I there's something about it. I don't know exactly
don't
what
get.
It I don't know what
I
it is.
I think it's like done in a Madonna sort of way. Not Madonna.
Like the Virgin Mary art?
Yes, that yes. sort of style with it, but not the other person.
There's something about
it. Who we also
it.
Are neutral about.
Well, and you might be like, well, you know, Obadiah, maybe it's because she's, you know, in her underwear. No, I've seen Beyonce in her underwear so many times. That's not awkward anymore. Like, it's not that. I mean,
it's
come
just,
on.
It's
come
just
on.
The style of the picture.
She's actually wearing tons of clothes compared to lots of times I've seen her. That's not it. There's
just something else about it. It's the flowers.
Is it the color scheme? Is it the flowers?
It could be the flowers.
Maybe it is the flowers, but there's just something about it where I'm like, what?
You're not the only one that was trending that people did not like the picture, but yet still liked the picture.
Yeah, it's fine. But the other thing is that knowing that this photo probably cost, I mean, at least 10 to 12 times more for the photo than I make in a year. Like, that's how much money went into this photo. Experts were flown in from around the world. Some of the finest florists on the planet.
Oh, I thought they looked like fake flowers.
Oh, no, Nikki. These are, and they may be, but like that alone, that's a couple million dollars right there. So it's something. Like, I'm closing it now. I don't want to look at it anymore, but it is the most liked photo
now on
Instagram history. And for some reason, it makes me, I can't look.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
You might find yourself, at least I have, you know, this time of year, just struggling a little bit. And you're trying to find that thing that's going to put you back on top. Put you back on top. Or it could just be that it's very early in the morning. And, you know, anything.
This is just a normal struggling time.
Anything that would help you, anything at this point, would be great. Have you guys thought about trying Otanamaki?
No.
No?
No, I have not.
Well, Nikki, you especially being a fan of Asian culture.
Yes.
And this and like and such as, this might be this might be the thing that you're looking for.
Okay. I'm interested.
It's called adult rapping.
Oh, wait a minute.
And I don't mean like, hey, that new Crumb album is out tomorrow. That's not what I mean.
Because Crumb's an adult.
Yeah, he is. And he raps. No. Here's the idea. You get in a position where they wrap you up, and you're tied up in what they call a breathable cloth, and you have to
force
your way out of it. And so the idea is, it's almost like as an adult being born again. And I don't mean that in a religious sense of any kind.
But like a baby thing.
I mean like a baby forcing themselves out of this cloth.
That is weird. So apparently this soothing method is common for like little babies.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're fussy, they do this and it calms them down. So now it's been turned into therapy for adults.
Oh, yeah.
That is odd.
So you're just going to go in this room. We're going to wrap you up in this cloth. And you're going to think about like a baby in the womb. You're going to be in this cloth pushing up against the outsides. Why are we talking about babies again? I suddenly realize we've gone from baby photos
to baby photos to this. So this just is odd.
Think about Beyonce's twins and just push up against the barrier.
the sheet. It's intended to help with posture problems and muscle pains.
Uh-huh. Say it improves flexibility.
Asthma? Weird.
Posture. Yeah, okay, but now, like, once you started saying asthma, now it's turning into another one of those, like, yes, and if you grind down their tusks and breathe it in, you'll be...
You shall be free from this torment.
And it will make you more virile.
Yeah, this falls in the, well, that's interesting category.
Yeah, but Nikki, okay, all right, like, you're all...
I don't need to be swaddled. I don't feel that bad.
Well, have you tried it?
No, and
okay.
I...
Well, you know, there was a time when you hadn't tried acupuncture.
True, and I love acupuncture.
Well, what about Otanamaki? This could be your next thing.
It looks
thing.
Like you're sitting there like you're dressing up like a ghost in a sheet, and then they tie you up in the sheet, and your legs are like in a yoga pose. It looks like you've died, and you're in a sheet. It really does. And they rock you back and forth. It's...
Well, and the thing is, like, you really like enclosed spaces, right?
Sometimes.
You're a big fan of that.
No, no, not always. Sometimes so you get claustrophobic.
What if we cover every part of your body, including your head, and then tie you up in a little ball?
You know what this makes me feel like? It makes me feel like some sort of horror movie, and I bet there's been one where you've been eaten in like a spider puts a web around you.
And you're just waiting for it to come and eat you?
And you're just waiting for it to eat you. So that's what I feel.
Do you think that while you were doing this, like, do you think you would suddenly start going like, wait, what if this is all a big ruse and they're going to feed me?
I'd expect someone to like rob my house while I was swaddled. It's a big front and they get you tied up and then they take everything.
So
I'm going to pass on adult wrapping.
It says this technique will reset the body to its youthful flexibility.
Yeah, there's
once
yoga
you
poses you could
from
do
the womb.
With that, without the sheet. So it's Otonomaki.
And only $28, Nikki.
For the sheet or for like the, or do you bring your own sheet?
I would like to think they're going to provide the sheet. Maybe there's a
I want
one,
my own. I don't want to use someone else's.
Well, they launder them.
Do you know for sure?
I mean, I can't prove it, but I mean, why does this one have a stain on it? What is the stain from? What is
someone
this
crying
right
out
here?
Before?
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
I want to say hi to Tim. He texted us this morning. You can too. 877-2-RADIO-U. Tim says, I would like to know
I think
how Nikki is liking the Grand Tour show.
Yes, the Grand Tour, which I think the finale is tonight.
Is it?
I think so.
Man, I'm way behind.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I think I've watched 5 episodes.
Oh, yes, you're behind.
Yeah, like, I mean, I know I am.
You're just going to have to catch up, make it a priority, okay?
Yeah, I really need to make it a priority.
The Grand Tour, which is on Amazon, is from Top Gear, which we used to watch a lot of. And I love Top Gear so much. I love the Grand Tour as well, but there are just a few things.
Little caveats.
There's a big but there. There's a but that I think that they could stop doing. For the next show. I think I told you, or maybe I told Eric, I'd be dying for them to send out a survey of like, well, tell us your thoughts about the Grand Tour, because I just want to tell them.
Nikki feels like she has all, she can fix it.
I can fix it all if give me 5 minutes with them and we can take care of it.
All right, so talk to me, Nikki. What should we be changing on the Grand Tour?
Well, the first biggest problem I have is they go to and they take a tent to like all these different cities.
Yes.
And the cities are around the world. Like they were in Nashville. I mean, just pick a place and they've probably been there.
Amsterdam.
They have a studio audience that comes in, but they don't really do anything in that actual city.
Right.
Instead, during that show, they will cut away and it's like, here, we were driving through Italy and...
That's where they took their Grand Tour.
Yes, that was the Grand Tour part. I still feel like I would enjoy learning and seeing more if they picked cities where they brought the tent to, that would be the focus of also the Grand Tour aspect part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they very rarely reference why or where they're at.
Well, they make a few not necessarily great jokes with the audience.
Yes, which are funny to the people who live there.
Yeah, like the jokes are so localized that the audience likes them, but as a TV audience member,
yeah.
You know, most of us, you're like, I don't...
It's like, I don't get that joke.
I don't know who the transportation minister is in Denmark.
And so it's not humorous to me. And it feels a bit pandering when it comes to that. And then every episode, instead of having a guest in the studio tent, they do a joke where the guest befalls an accident and
dies.
That was funny the first time. Now, if you're 12 episodes in, it is no longer funny.
I thought I would have given them funny all the way up through the third or maybe even the fourth time.
Fourth one, and now you're like, okay, well, we're done with it. You could bring someone on if you want to.
At this point, it's time to bring them in.
And then a third, Tim texted back, and that was his concern as well. He doesn't like the American Stig.
They have a guy they call the American!
Which, if they didn't just try to throw a bone to the American audience, which is much bigger now since it's on Amazon.
They that he's making
fun of. It's pandering.
Oh, it is. Well, it is, but it's also, I feel like it's Jeremy Clarkson really making fun of America. He doesn't really like Americans all that much.
Of course, he does not.
And so he has this guy that is, I guess, you know, he's supposed to be fat, and he keeps making these
He's an actual driver.
No, I get it, but like the idea is like his persona is supposed to be like, I like fried chicken and making jokes about down home.
Yes,
and
exactly.
It's kind of...
It gets old.
It really does. Even the first time, it wasn't that funny. And like, there for a second, I almost liked him, but it was like, I kind of do. No, I don't.
So it's very hard when you're watching a show and they rely on three major like jokes or themes through it, but they just keep doing it every episode.
Yeah.
So again, if they could send out a survey, if we could all tell them what I just said.
Right.
Then maybe the Grand Tour. I still like it. And I still watch it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's one of those things where it's good, but man, with a couple tweaks,
it could be really great. Have something. And I'm happy to fast forward through the other stuff. Scrub through it.
With a couple of tweaks, you guys could really have something kind of like Top Gear.
Yes. Do you remember that? Even though Top Gear, it had its little quirks too.
It did.
Can't just say, yeah, I like this joke. Okay, well, let's do it all 12 episodes.
I mean, I get it. It's like, hey, the stick never talked, and now we have a guy that won't shut up, but it's not a no.
So that's my take on the Grand Tour.
Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
also,
that.
Oh my gosh, I don't think I've ever said this on air, but I had this epiphany when I was in a meeting the other day.
Share it with me.
When I was like a baby, there was this movie I'd watch with my dad called The Three Amigos.
Yeah, okay.
The Three Amigos, I used to enjoy, probably because I watched it with my dad. Then
it's okay to just like it.
It's such an old movie, but then if you look at it now, the three characters or the three amigos are the three guys
from Top Gear.
I think there's something there.
Even their heights are right.
Their heights are right. If you just Google Three Amigos and then Google Chevy, Top Gear, Chevy Chase, Martin Short, and who was the other guy? Steve Martin. It's spot on. Like Richard Hammond is Martin Short.
Yes. No, that absolutely.
Yes. So that's a side note for you guys. Just go ahead and look into that.
Do you even know what a plethora is?
Yes. It's perfect.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
That's not a little man. That's a girl.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
That perhaps sounded insensitive.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
We mentioned that it's Groundhog Day. In fact, that was the question of the morning. And thank you to Carter. He said Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania is covered with groundhog signs and statues.
I guess if we really want to celebrate today, we should redo another question of the morning.
We should.
You could have two chances to win.
Do it one more time.
All the whole morning.
Well, reading... I was reading more about Groundhog Day, and they say that if you want to stay in Punxsutawney for Groundhog Day, that hotel prices are roughly that you would pay in the Super Bowl. Like around the stadium.
It's that hard to get in or just that expensive?
Look, some people, it's like they want to go out and enjoy a true tradition. So they.
Seems like a great vacation. Can you imagine if you're like, hey, where are we going?
And they really pack it in.
We're going here.
Who wants to go to Punxsutawney?
I assume. Now, I've never been to that part of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But I assume we'd be staying at a bed and breakfast or something along those lines.
Well, maybe not. Like, you know what? I liked Punxsutawney and Groundhog Day when it wasn't so commercial. That's when I really liked it. Now it's all just, you know,
too much.
This and that. And like now the groundhog's wearing a Geico t-shirt and like, it's just, I hate it here now, really.
Well, Carter, thank you for texting.
Wouldn't you like to go experience Groundhog Day in Punxsutawney? Like they make a big to-do.
I only remember Groundhog Day an hour usually into the show when we're doing it on Groundhog Day.
Yeah, so?
So outside of that, I don't think... It's really something I want to go do.
Well, but okay, this is... All right, Nikki, you've done all the cool things. Like, you've gone to...
Rockefeller Center at Christmas time in New York.
Yeah, you've kissed the Blarney Stone. Like, I mean, you've been everywhere. So now we're starting
around
to...
Around the world.
We're starting to go towards some of these smaller items that, like, maybe weren't originally something you were excited about. So
I'm
now,
in my travel bucket list. I'm on the second list.
Yeah, you're on the second list.
Not so important one.
You never thought that you'd be able to afford that, but after you married that billionaire, you've been everywhere. And
well,
so,
he loves to just take care of me.
Mm-hmm. So now, you know,
now
next year...
I can go to Pennsylvania.
Like the Punxsutawney thing. Like, now it's more... You know, Nikki, it's less about locations now. It's more about the people. And so that's a local color kind of thing.
If the price is going to be the same, I'd rather go to the Super Bowl.
No, but see, you've done that. Now we're on to other things.
Okay.
Or, you know, think about it. Next year, it's probably going to be in the same week. So you start in Punxsutawney.
And then go to the Super Bowl.
Spend a day or two. Then you jet out to the Super Bowl for a couple of days.
Just in case you're like, oh, I've not been to the Super Bowl. He's just saying that.
No, and she didn't marry a billionaire either. But, you know, like we're building a narrative.
We're okay? Just hashing it out.
We're constructing a character.
Well, if you guys ever want to go, that's there.
You know what? Honestly, if you said to me like, hey, we should go out to Punxsutawney for Groundhog Day, I'd be like, you know what?
Let's go.
That's dumb enough.
Let's
do this.
In the fall when we were going to go look at leaves in
Maine,
New England.
Driving the Batmobile?
Yes. You remember that?
I do.
Let's totally go to the New England states and look at foliage.
Okay.
During the fall, which we've never done.
Okay. Between the two of us?
Uh-huh.
Who was the one that put the kibosh on that deal?
Oh, I did? I didn't see you getting in the car.
No, I talked about it several times, and I believe I could maybe quote it. We're not going to Maine. No.
That's how I sound. That is how I sound when I say no.
I mean, it wasn't even no. It was not like just a refusal. It was almost like a mocking refusal.
Like why are you bringing this up?
Why are we even talking about it? We're not going to Maine, and I'm not driving in the Batmobile.
Okay, I did say that. That was...
all of it. You said the whole thing.
I'd rather get a comfortable car.
The Batmobile could be comfortable.
No, it's not.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
Well, Paper Route was on Seth Meyers last night. And
yes.
You can actually, if you go to, wait a minute, I've lost the address. But if you can Google it, Paper Route Seth Meyers.
If you can
Seth
go
Meyers,
to YouTube,
well,
you will find it there.
You know, it's on NBC.com actually, but... I mean, I don't know if it's actually on the YouTube.
Well, I bet
or
it's
not.
On his page.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they made their national television
Good
debut
for them.
Last night. And you could tell from their tweets, they were very, very excited.
I bet.
So we're excited for Paper Route. In the meantime, Nikki is sitting in the studio judging Fit for a King.
I'm not judging Fit for a King.
You are judging Fit for a King.
But if you go to Fit for a King, I was telling... Actually, it was a tweet right after Paper Route talking about mm-hmm. them being on last night.
Come on.
Fit for a King is selling teddy bears. So it's basically a teddy bear that has a Fit for a King shirt on it.
Which is perfect for you.
I love teddy bears.
But
I love Fit for a King.
Tell them about the body shaming you were doing.
It wasn't body shaming.
You were
just
body
noticing.
Shaming. No, she was body shaming the bear. Tell them what you said.
It looks like the bear's head is too big for its body.
That's body shaming.
Is it?
You know what? Your head. Think about that. Your head's too big.
I didn't say it's too big. I just compared to the body, the bear's head is stuffed a lot more.
Uh-huh. Right. And I just want you to know, as someone that has a big head...
It's not against you.
I didn't say, look,
you look like a bear.
Nope. No. It was subtle, all right? It was snide. Nikki and I were talking off air. The definition of snide is an indirect kind of rudeness. And so what I'm saying, Nikki, is that when you make fun of one big-headed animal, you make fun of us all.
Of all of you?
Yeah. Well, and so, as the big head in the room, do you know what's funny, too? This is your second comment this morning about big-headedness. Because when we got here, she grabs the headphones and goes, gosh, Josh must have a big head. So when she puts the headphones on,
Josh is the one who wears these headphones before
at
me.
Night, yeah.
And it's always stretched out and I have to resize them.
No, Nikki, have you ever considered this? Maybe your head's too small.
It's not an insult.
I wouldn't say that.
That's actually
I wouldn't
great.
Say that because that's body shaming too.
No,
because
it's great.
You're creating an unreal expectation for body proportions when what we should be doing is accepting all proportions.
All bear shapes.
So the Fit for a King bear, he's fine the way he is, and congratulations on looking the way he does.
Fine. They are only selling 100 of them. So if you want a Fit for a King teddy bear.
Well, I did till I found out how big his head was.
No, just in the picture. It looks like his head is bigger.
It's not what you said.
Bigger
you said,
stuff than his body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put that away then.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll tell you what, Nikki. I'm going to go and see if I can shave some skin off the side of my head. That's how much I feel bad about myself now. I'm going to go in and see if I can have some head shrinking surgery. Or just put
then
it
you
over.
You could wear our new Radio U hats.
Then I could wear the hat. That's more head shaming.
Riot food fights can be therapeutic.
Sometimes I eat instead of facing my problem.
The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, I'm just getting a little worried about you.
What for?
Well, first off, earlier in the show, on the air in front of all the kids.
Were we fighting in front of the kids?
Mom and Dad were fighting.
Mom and Dad were fighting.
You accused me of being in quite a mood.
Well, I just said you seem extra, not combative today, but extra commenty.
Commenty. Okay. All right. Then, you know, at some point in our discourse, you send me a link here to a wellness water bottle.
No, I was showing you, I thought it was neat and expensive and frivolous, but it was still neat.
How many are you getting?
I'm not getting it because it's too expensive.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not.
I might get it if it was like under 20 because it's got gems in it.
All right. Listen, do you guys mind if I read to you the description of this water bottle? If your goal is overall well-being.
Yes.
Check. Okay. This is the quintessential blend for you. If you're unsure which VitaJoule blend might best suit you,
J-U-W-E-L,
choose wellness to start your collection. It has traditional homeopathic uses. In the natural healing arts, this blend of amethyst, rose quartz, and clear quartz is said to stimulate and soothe the mind and emotions, foster tranquility, and support healthy, radiant skin. So here's what they have. They have a little bag at the bottom of amethyst quartz and quartz, and you pour water in it, and as the water runs over the rocks,
the healing power
of the crystals,
yes, infuses into your water,
is passed on to you.
It's similar to like if you have a glass water bottle that has like the little fruit basket in it where you can put water enhancers.
But this has jewels.
This has jewels there. Yes. Anybody raise your hand. Raise your hand. No, I'll put both hands up.
How many of these do you think Gwyneth Paltrow has?
Oh, yeah. She probably has like the more expensive one.
But hers are diamonds.
Diamond jeweled. But it's $78.
Yeah. But see, the thing that gets me is you don't have a problem with the concept. You don't have a problem. There's nothing about this that bothers you except the price.
The price.
That's the only thing that bothers you. And that's the part that bothers me.
My birthstone is amethyst. And the rose quartz is pretty. I would like jewels to be in my water bottle. I didn't know I could have more stuff in my water.
You want to drink jewels. That's what you're saying.
The power of the jewels.
This is one step from having a jewel in your office that you pick up and lick. That's exactly right. Like, hey, want to come in and have a lick of the amethyst?
Come on up, guys.
Oh, you won't believe what it'll do for your skin if you start licking this amethyst.
Look how youthful everybody looks.
Come on. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm not quite to there, but it looks pretty. I would love to have sparkly things in my water.
Oh, how are you feeling? Do you need to soothe your mind and emotions? Well, here, lick the quartz for a while.
I want to foster my tranquility.
Yeah, come on.
Well, I think it's pretty.
I think that somebody's being taken for a ride.
Well, I didn't buy it, so.
I know, but you would.
If it was under 20.
See?
If it was $20.
See that?
Or it's like 25 or 30.
We've established what you think and believe. It's the price that we have a problem
yes,
with.
Yes, exactly. I'm not spending $78 without hearing about it. I bought this water bottle.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot.
Another day, another alternative career path for Nikki.
What do I need to do?
Well, you know what? Let's take a look at all of the different career paths I have laid out for you. Okay. I said that you could become a goat farmer, which I still think is a great option for you. You raise baby goats.
I don't know what I would do with them, but I could raise them.
You would nurture them and love them and care for them and then sell them.
Sell them or their or goat milk or
maybe
what do you do?
Maybe their milk. I don't know.
I don't think it's for food.
Okay. So then you didn't like that. We had the snake farm in Kenya.
Passed
you rejected
on
that. Yesterday, I told you that you could easily follow in the career path of Oprah. You go from having your own show and then you could become a special correspondent on 60 Minutes.
Also,
you rejected
that
outright.
I don't.
Okay?
I'm just hard to please.
All right, here's another one for you. Christy, she's from Texas. She loves animals.
I do too.
That's you. She likes caring for animals.
I do. I love animals.
She likes to care for rescued animals.
I do too.
Okay,
what do we do then?
Well, Nikki, I don't know if you're aware of just how misunderstood alligators are.
No, that's where I stop there.
Do you know that alligators are basically the animal kingdom's version of an introvert? They just want to be left alone. They want to do their own thing.
They don't want to be killed.
And then here comes you splashing and having a good time. And eventually the alligator's like, leave me alone. Okay, I'll eat you. And that's the problem. So what Christy has done is she left her job. She was like you. She's a high power.
Go-getter.
She was in the dental field, and she
just
left.
Like me.
Well, okay. I mean, you know, you're not in the dental field.
I know, insert whatever field you are.
Right. But she left that full-time job, and now she's a gator catcher, and she's got her own business called Gator Squad. That's you.
I don't know, though, if that's a rescue thing, or like, what are they doing with the gators once they catch them? Do they release them somewhere else?
Okay, let's see here. She's rescued over 300 of these giant reptiles, some that weigh as much as 500 pounds. And let's see. People are afraid. What does she do with them after she catches them?
She eats them.
No, she's not eating them.
Wouldn't that be like your hidden shame if you were renowned as like a gator catcher who tries to save them, but yet secretly you eat them?
Real talk, I have no idea what she does with them they probably release them somewhere.
Maybe.
Here she is kissing a gator. This could totally
now,
be you.
Now, if you took out gators and put in bears, I probably would actually go with that.
I don't really like
alligators.
The thing is, like, this, she goes out and captures alligators with her bare hands. Like, she's like a gator whisperer. And you can't do that with bears.
Mm-mm.
You can't.
Well, maybe
like,
if I was a bear whisperer.
Well, I don't know. You're going to have to go.
And they were baby bears.
And you could be Bear Squad.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Nikki Bear Squad.
See? So, I mean, all right. Like, we're riffing on it here. We're going off in a different direction. But I'm telling you.
It still could work for me.
You know what? We need a new segment. I think it's official now. Obadiah Guidance Counselor. And it's you coming into my office as I'm trying to help you find the job. That's,
well, thanks, Guidance Counselor Obi, for helping me.
That's the one. I think that's it.
Don't let them tell you to put your shirt back on.
You tell them you're proud of your body. That'll show them.
The Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, yesterday I experienced for the first time the power
of
4K Blu-ray.
Nice. So you bought one or what?
Well, I had one. I had bought a movie that it was like, hey, you can buy the Blu-ray or you can buy the 4K Blu-ray combo pack, and they're the same price. So I just went ahead and bought the 4K Blu-ray combo thing, and I got the Xbox One S yesterday, plugged it in. And I was like, all right, man, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready.
To see the power
and the
change. I sat
down, and like, I was just ready to be completely blown away. And just like every other 4K video, you were like, now, wait a minute. Is it 4K?
Sometimes when you're streaming, especially streaming 4K, you wonder if
it's actually 4K.
If it's actually streaming in 4K. Some things you can tell, a lot of nature things.
You can usually
tell, or sporting stuff, you can tell a difference.
Right.
But as far as like your everyday movie or TV show,
it's hard to tell.
It's very difficult to tell the difference.
No, I will say with 4K Blu-ray, a lot of times with, you know, streaming, let's say that for some reason your network isn't quite right, so it'll give you like a lower resolution version or something like that. With 4K Blu-ray, I've got all the data right there on the disc. So I know that this is basically as good as it's going to get.
Like, yeah.
It's not going to get any better than this. And put it in, took a look at it, and I will say that the colors looked a little more vibrant and varied. Like the sun is really bright, like with the HDR stuff, it's brighter. But in general, it looked good. But I really was not blown away by it.
It also just depends on what you're coming from to go up to 4K.
Yeah.
So it depends on what your TV and your setup was previously and how impressive that change will be.
Yeah. For me, more than anything, I must have just not had my last TV set right. But the 4K thing, that the TV that I have, the color has been just spectacular. It is so much better than the TV I had that everything looks better because I don't know what the heck they did where, but the colors just look right. Whereas on my last TV, no matter what I did, I never felt like the colors
shows a really big difference
the way
it.
That it should have been. But yeah, that has been the big change. But yeah, so 4K Blu-ray, everybody, you need to go out, you need to buy the TV, the Blu-ray player, and the Blu-rays because you're going
to
be.
You don't. You in fact, if you've been wanting to, you're just about close enough to, I don't know, say a sporting event where people will buy a new TV for and then return them, and then you may get an open box afterwards. So
that's what I did.
No one go do anything today. If you just wait a few,
well,
next week you can get a good deal.
They need people to buy those so they can return them and you can get the open box.
There can
box
be an
deal.
Open box in the first place.
That's exactly right. That's the way that's got to work. So, yeah, I experienced what in a lot of, I mean, it's not the pinnacle of 4K. There are better TVs out there than the one I had, but I thought that Blu-ray would blow me away and it, you know, it was okay.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
Nikki, I am looking at an article here that I think may be of great interest to you. Let me read you the title. New wave of designer tiny houses hit the market.
Can't stand tiny
for
houses.
For as little as $50,000.
$50,000 is actually, here's what it is. I have seen the tiny house show on HGTV.
Tiny House Hunters.
And then I think there's one other, is there like a DIY network or something? They have a tiny house show. I like tiny houses.
I need you to tell me, not ask me.
I don't know the answer.
You go ahead and let me know.
I like tiny houses. I don't like the choices that people make when they go and try to move into a tiny house. Like, there'll be a family of 12. And they'll look at like three tiny houses, and one is literally a shipping shed or something, or like a tool shed, or one is like a crate, and another is like a caboose. So those are very common tiny home models sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this huge family that would barely fit in an apartment and a house, but they're moving them in for the experience of having a tiny home.
Uh-huh.
And then there's one that always could work well for the family.
But they always go with the other one.
But they always go with the reverse. I get so mad at their choice. So mad. So tiny houses, like, I think they're cute and for some could be very nice, but I'm not watching that show where they're featuring them.
This one, they're like, yeah, look, this one's only $1,500 a month. Are you kidding me right now?
$1,500 a month? You could have so much more than that.
You could have like a house.
I thought you'd say $5 a month.
I mean, it might not be a luxury apartment somewhere, but like if you're willing to commute into your job like I do, you could have something that's...
You could have just something wonderful.
Yeah.
They're always going, well, they'll pick the one that has like the loft that you can't even sit up in. It's like, well, we can just crawl around up here.
And this is one where it's like basically you go to the bathroom in the shower.
Yeah, is it like a compost toilet or something too? Or
I don't know, but you know what? Like, just a heads up, I like having that little space. I mean, it's only like a foot or 2 feet, like where there's like the toilet and then there's the shower. But you know how great it is to not go to the bathroom where you're going to stand later? That's awesome.
Remember the one episode of the show I watched where there was no bathroom?
I don't remember because I didn't watch it.
Hey, we just talked about it. There was no shower and no bathroom in the house. There was a bedroom and a kitchen. Yeah. And in the kitchen, it had the composting toilet next to the door, right next to the stove. So you would just go to the bathroom right there in your home.
In the kitchen. I'm never eating at your house, by the way.
I would be so uncomfortable. I couldn't do that.
It's like, well, Nick, you got to think outside the box.
Because you moved into a box.
Well, that's right. So now you've got to redefine what box living is. And so, you know, you go to the bathroom in the kitchen.
That's too much.
And you cook in the toilet? Or
in the area? No. So
it's like,
so this new thing of houses, of tiny homes?
Well, you know what? They just...
It's just an article.
Basically, what it comes down to is there are all of these places that used to make mobile homes. And now they call them tiny houses.
Yes. And when it's not, it is just a...
It's the same thing.
It's a thing.
And I'm not supposed to tell you it's the same thing, but it totally is, bro.
Yeah, and if it's just you or you and one...
Maybe.
Slender person. Like if you guys are thinner.
I hate to be that guy, but like... Even if it is just me, I don't want this.
You want to live by yourself like that?
No. I want an apartment. Get me, I'm going to need about 1,500 square feet.
A loft or a one bedroom.
3 bedroom, you know, just a place. Because I don't always want to sleep in the same room every night.
Of course not.
Sometimes you go and sleep in the other one.
I just feel like I don't want to ever live in a caboose.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I, you know what?
Thank you. We're on board.
I'm 100% on this.
We're not on board because I'm not living there.
Well, no, you're off board.
Yes, I'm
off
the caboose.
You're saying you're off board, and that's what makes you on board.
And I'm also never living in a container, a shipping container.
No, that I can see. You know, you take a couple of them, you put them together, you make it work. That's fine. But, I mean, I'm going to need, you know, 6 or 7 shipping containers.
6 or 7 of them. Really. At that point, you're at the price of the house.
Well, I got to have freedom to move about the cabin. It needs to be a cabin.
The container.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show.
Right of me.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Want to say hi to Delery. She messaged us on Facebook and said, this is for your conversation yesterday when Obadiah asked if someone's been snack shamed. Now, here's some context. There is a movie theater in New York where they are not allowing people to bring in outside food, and they are asking people to open their bags, open their coats. They want to get a look to make sure you don't have any snacks hiding in there.
So kind of like if you go to a sporting event, they'll check your bag or something,
mm-hmm.
or a concert. For this, they'll check your bag going into the movie theater, which we've had before.
And if you do have something, they're telling you that you can't come in.
And they shame you right then and there.
Right there in front of everywhere. She says, I totally have. There was a Cold Stone right by the movie theater, and I ordered an ice cream and then brought it to the theater. Walked in, got my tickets, no problem. Then I ran into the person who rips the tickets, and he told me I have to go outside with my ice cream. I explained I just paid for it, and he didn't care.
Oh. They don't care.
They never care. So I walked away, put the ice cream bowl in my purse. So unfair.
Well, you go and get, even if you have a cone, you just take the cone and put it into a bowl.
Okay.
And then you can take it on in.
And kind of held it casually so it wouldn't fall over in my purse. So I was still able to enjoy my ice cream and my movie. Ha ha!
She got him, but the problem is they weren't checking bags.
They weren't, but if they did a bag check, oh, can you imagine how embarrassed you'd be if...
Because your second time through, they've caught you in a big lie.
Second time through, he's like, can I see inside your bag? And you're like,
no, wait,
excuse me, what?
I'll be back in one minute.
You're never going to that movie theater again. Or is like, can I see inside your bag? What? Oh,
it doesn't open.
I'll be right back. My friends are yelling at me.
Is that my phone?
Hang on. Let me have my ticket back. I'll be right back.
5 minutes.
Hang on.
That'd be horrible to be caught in that. Dude, it'd be embarrassing.
So awesome. Well, because there's this level of it being such a petty thing of like, look, first off, this guy is telling you that you can't, this imaginary line that they've created where, well, once you cross over this line,
you can't bring your ice cream.
You can't come in here with that. And it's like, okay.
She also said how she felt like it was unfair to put everybody in the position where having a Cold Stone next to the movie theater was like, what do you expect would happen?
Well, and
baiting them.
It kind of is. Like, it's entrapment. You go in there, you buy it, and now all of a sudden I can't have it with the movie. The movie theater knows that Cold Stone is 10 times better than anything that they're charging 10 times more for at the snack counter. Seriously, I can get like a gallon of ice cream for $10, and they're like, well, we can give you this thimble of soda and a couple of, you know, kernels of popcorn. Now, of course, if you pay a little more, we'll give you a free refill on that popcorn.
Or the commemorative tin.
Oh, I bought one of those.
I know you did it. We got one at our house, too.
Yes.
This was the worst of the Riot, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The Riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
There's a family and they all have their shirts off and they're all holding each other.